one of the major food companies, says it will stop advertising unhealthy food to children. Kraft Foods makes everything from Post cereals to Oreo cookies. I bet you can hear the Oreo jingle right now. Kraft says it will stop using television to target kids, and that is drawing praise from the company's critics, although they're also watching for stealth marketing. Here's NPR's Allison Aubrey.
Here's one place you won't see Oreo cookie ads.
It's time for Newsroom Snack Chat.
It's morning programming for the under 12 crowd. Kraft Vice President Lance Friedman last week told a government panel that's probing the health effects of marketing bad foods to kids that his company wants to be part of the solution. In this vein, Kraft is rolling out a new better-for-you nutrition label. It's called Sensible Solution.
So only products that meet that Sensible Solution standard will be advertised to kids that age, and products that don't meet it will be phased out for their advertising.
The move may be a hit with nutrition-conscious moms, but American University Communications Professor Catherine Montgomery says there's a major hitch. With TV ads being curtailed, she explains marketers are simply finding new venues.
Many of these companies are redirecting their marketing efforts to other places where they can reach kids directly and under the radar of parents.
The fastest growing trend is web-based video games, known as advergames. Food companies sponsor dozens of them, and they promote them on the back of cereal boxes and food packages. Catherine Montgomery helped us navigate a few. Tell me where to go.
Okay, where do you want to start?
Let's start with Nabisco World.
Okay, well, you know where to, how to get to that. You can Google any of them and get to them.
On Nabisco World, we found an Oreo cookie dunking game, where tiny cookies fall out of the sky, and the players try to catch them all in a glass of milk.
There we go. I got two Oreos, three Oreos. Oh, you know what? I need new glasses. But
obviously, you're not the target audience.
No. This is, you know, good hand-eye coordination. One could argue these are, you know, good for kids.
Though there's no proof for that either. But one thing people do agree on, says Montgomery, is that when it comes to advergames, kids often don't even realize they're being marketed to. It's sort of a subliminal soft sell.
It's just completely integrated, immersive content that blends advertising and all kinds of other sorts of activities.
The lengths marketers are going to reach children is increasingly drawing the ire of activist groups who've teamed up with lawmakers. On Capitol Hill yesterday, Iowa Senator Tom Harkin was honored by the Coalition for Commercial-Free Childhood. He's pushing legislation aimed at stricter regulation of the industry.
Kids are being bombarded with $15 billion a year of advertising just directed towards kids. We know that childhood obesity has become a huge problem. The onset of diabetes is happening earlier and earlier. This is a major health problem in the United States.
To determine exactly how marketing shapes children's diet and overall health, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has begun a year-long study, and the results will help determine whether there's any appetite for government action. Free marketer Radley Balco of the Cato Institute says that would be a step in the wrong direction.
I think parental responsibility is a big part of this.
He says, for instance, if your kids beg for Oreos after playing the Oreo dunking game, just say no. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.